1 Thessalonians. And we'll have a wee look and see if we can learn something this evening from this book. Meant to be the second book that Paul wrote. Galatians being the first one, 1 Thessalonians being the second. We're going to look at the whole book, so it's quite a lot to get through. And so it'll be, it won't be a detailed study of Thessalonians. Do I have a doofer? Is it on there? Have I done something with it? Do I? Plectro. Thanks. Thank you. Well, just before we get anything on the screen to look at, we'll give a bit of background. Okay, super. A bit of background, as you know, the Thessalonian church came into existence in Acts chapter 17. And we're going to look at the Thessalonian church, and I'm going to look at it as a kind of school report. Quite often I give a report about the work in Johnston. And so this is maybe Paul's report on the work in the church at Thessalonica. I've kind of looked at it from that way. But a bit of the background in Acts chapter 17. Thessalonica was founded in the 4th century BC by Cassander, who was one of Alexander the Great's army officers, and he named it after his wife. It was a strategic city. Because of its position, it was situated beside a natural harbour and on the Ignatian Way, which was the main route from Rome and to the east, and so it was a very important city. And even today, it's the second most important city in Greece. And Paul visited the Thessalonica during his second missionary journey, and he went with along with Silas, and en route he picked up Timothy in Lystra, and then Luke joined him, who wrote the book of the Acts. Luke stayed behind in Troas, and so Paul, Silas, and Timothy travelled on, and they went to Philippi, and from Philippi, you know what happened in Philippi, they were jailed and sent packing, and they reached Thessalonica, and there Paul preached the gospel. And if you read in Acts chapter 17, you'll read the gospel that he preached in condensed form, and basically Paul's preaching went along the lines of, from the Old Testament, I can prove that Christ had to suffer and before entering into his glory. And so from the Old Testament, Paul would present Christ